Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 94 today under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows up a lot around 67. Daytime highs approaching 95. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Upper 90s, Friday, turning cooler Saturday with highs in low 90s and storms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 83 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. President Trump approves federal disaster relief for Kansas to help cover storm damage from spring storms. Kansas will receive $5.5 million for severe storms that struck Kansas this past April. A Colby woman faces dozens of federal charges, including fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors say Shania Shanahan embezzled more than $750,000 from a grain and fuel co-op where she worked as an accountant. Emporia city leaders approved new zoning rules for data centers. The new rules create a clear and written process for future projects, and it also includes extra protections for nearby neighbors like buffers and noise limits. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Peanuts on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Northwest Kansas project is getting a boost through the state's Community Service Program tax credit program. The Kansas Department of Commerce has awarded more than $4.1 million in Community Service Program tax credits to help 24 nonprofit organizations across the state raise money for major community projects. Here in our listening area, the Heartland Community Foundation in Waukene is among the recipients. The organization will use the tax credits to help restore the former Kelly Theater site into an open-air community gathering space. Plans include new public restrooms to better serve festivals, community events, and other downtown activities. The tax credit program encourages private donations by offering state tax credits to contributors. Rural communities with fewer than 15,000 residents, like Waukene, qualify for a 70% tax credit, making it easier for local nonprofits to attract support for large capital projects. Other projects funded this year include a new child care center in Beloit, expanded senior health care facilities in McPherson, and a renovated community space in Howard. The Community Service Program has been helping Kansas nonprofits complete major community improvement projects since 1994. State officials say the program continues to strengthen communities by helping local organizations expand services and improve quality of life for Kansans. Construction season is in full swing, and there are some new changes that the Kansas Department of Transportation wants drivers to be aware of on Kansas roads this summer. Senate Bill 366, which Governor Kelly signed into law this spring, will go into effect on July 1st. This law prohibits handheld mobile device use in active construction and school zones. Active means in school zones when a reduced speed limit is enforced, and in construction zones while workers are present and signs are posted at the beginning of the road construction zone, alerting drivers to such workers. Devices are still allowed to be used in hands-free mode. Removing the distraction of handheld devices in school and construction zones is an effort to improve safety in locations where vehicles and pedestrians or construction workers are brought into close contact with one another. Law enforcement officers shall issue warning citations to anyone violating this law beginning July 1st and continuing until June 30th of 2027, after which time traffic citations will be issued with a fine of $60. Senate Bill 366 also allows construction and maintenance vehicles to display green lights in addition to the currently allowed amber and white lights. It also allows blue lights on stationary trailers and construction zones during the hours between sunset and sunrise and when workers are present in the highway work construction zone. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
If you're planning a trip to the lake this holiday weekend, the Kansas Departments of Health and Environment and Wildlife and Parks are urging residents to watch for harmful blue-green algae. Several lakes in our listening area are now under advisories. Kerwin Lake in Phillips County has been placed under a warning, meaning people should avoid contact with the water, keep pets out, and make sure livestock don't drink from the lake. Fish can still be eaten if they're cleaned properly and only the fillets are consumed. Meanwhile, Jewell State Fishing Lake in Jewell County remains under a watch advisory. Boating and fishing are still allowed, but swimming, wading, and other direct contact with the water are discouraged, especially where algae is visible. Blue-green algae can look like green, blue, brown, or even reddish paint or scum floating on the water. The toxins can make both people and animals sick through skin contact, swallowing contaminated water, or even breathing in water spray. Symptoms can include skin irritation, headaches, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. If you notice suspicious-looking water, stay out, keep pets away, and rinse off immediately if contact occurs. State officials say algae blooms can develop quickly, so it's always a good idea to check lake conditions before heading out. This is day 10 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report. Kansas wheat harvest is moving into the final stretch as hot temperatures help combines roll across much of the state. A heat advisory is in effect for central, south central, and southeast Kansas, although another chance of rain later this week could slow progress once again. In northwest Kansas, farmers in Wallace and Logan counties report they're about two-thirds to three-quarters finished with harvest. Heavy rains last week brought work to a standstill, but crews have been making steady progress this week. Harvest has been anything but consistent, with some producers nearly finished while others are just getting started because of weather delays. Yields continue to vary widely. Some drought-stricken fields aren't even being harvested, while others are producing around 30 bushels an acre. Test weights have been strong in some areas, with protein levels also running high. In Jewell County, Central Valley Ag reports harvest is about 85% complete after losing nearly a week to rain. While yields are below average and many growers are disappointed, wheat quality has generally been good. Crews there expect to wrap up by the end of the week. Further south in Rice County, most farmers finished before the June 19 rains. Producers say drought remained the biggest challenge this season, but despite the ups and downs, Kansas wheat harvest is quickly nearing the finish line. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Perhaps a form of colonial era extension. Some of our nation's founding fathers were not only farmers, but they shared information with each other and the nation about agrarian experiments and crop development. Rod Bain has more.
History shows several of the nation's founding fathers were founding farmers, agrarians, as they experimented with agriculture in the new nation. One example, the father of our country.
He tried a lot. You know, he worked a lot with hemp with vegetables. More management was his major focus, at least in the records that I've explored. Figuring out crop rotations well before his time, understanding soil health and maintaining the land kind of for multiple generations using multiple crops.
And as USDA plant geneticist Ben Gutierrez points out, George Washington was not unusual in either his ag research and development at the time, nor in sharing his ag experiments and breeding of new crop cultivars in a colonial form of extension.
All these founding fathers were sharing fruit and sharing what their successes were in agriculture. We actually know some of the records from George Washington says he got his cherries from George Mason.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
President Trump signed an executive order temporarily suspending countervailing duties applied to imported phosphate. NCGA President Jed Bauer said one of the biggest expenses every year for farmers is fertilizer, and that's only been way worse by actions of companies looking to tighten the market. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said 70% of farmers in spring of 2026 survey said they wouldn't be able to afford all the fertilizer they needed for the season itself. Suspending import taxes at this critical juncture is a resource that is great and will improve fertilizer availability and help reduce the cost for inputs at that time.
Fair time is coming, and if your family plans to show livestock, Valley Vet Supply is the place to get ready. Come to Valley Vet in Marysville for pre-fair demo day, Saturday, July 11th. You'll gain an advantage watching expert demonstrations on goat fitting, sheep fitting, and cattle fitting. Pro staffers will be available to answer your questions and provide practical show day tips. You'll find fair prices, too, with special in-store savings on booths, clothes, and select show equipment. Discounted prices are good in-store only. Enter to win prizes and grab a free hot dog meal. Get ready for fair season and find everything you need to make you and your livestock look like champions. Marysville is the place to be for pre-fair demo day at Valley Vet Supply, Saturday, July 11th from 8 to 5. Check the Facebook page for Valley Vet Supply Retail Store to get details and livestock fitting demo times.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Still on the hot side across much of Kansas for this afternoon, with the worst of that humidity, especially for central and eastern portions of the state, where we again have heat advisories and extreme heat warnings in effect, as an upper-level disturbance looks to exit eastward out of the Rockies by late this afternoon into the early evening time frame. Some strong to severe storms will again be a possibility back into western Kansas. Much the same setup into Thursday. Again, some late-day storms could be strong to severe back into western portions of Kansas. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. We'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy on the hot side with high temperatures reaching up into the mid-90s, could have those heat index values into the lower 100s. Winds gusty out of the south and southwest at 15 to 25. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, hot and humid conditions, sunny to partly cloudy with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Winds breezy out of the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures climbing up into the lower part of the 90s, could have those heat index values in the lower 100s, with our winds breezy from the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Into south-central Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine with those high temperatures in the lower to middle 90s, winds out of the south at 15 to 20. And for southwestern Kansas this afternoon, a slight chance for some isolated storms by late in the day, highs in the middle part of the 90s, with our winds gusty out of the south, kicking up to 15 to 25 miles per hour, some occasional gusts in the 30s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.